Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Lisa will be updating us on New World screwworm and its implication for animal owners. Dr. Lisa?
USDA announced last week on June 4th that New World screwworm was detected in a three-week-old calf located in Zavala County, Texas, which is in southwestern Texas, near the Mexico border. This was the first confirmation since New World screwworm was eradicated from the U.S. in the 1960s, aside from a localized outbreak that occurred in key deer in Florida between 2016 and 2017. Since that time on June 4th, additional detections have increased the total case count in the U.S. to six, including four cattle, one goat, and a pet dog. The pet dog was identified in Lee County, New Mexico on June 8, 2026, highlighting the potential routes for further spread of New World screwworm. What is New World screwworm? It's a parasitic fly that poses a threat to warm-blooded animals, and that includes humans. New World screwworm flies aren't your typical blowfly that can be seen around a farm, near a landfill, or even mortality management sites. Instead, the adult female fly is attracted to and seeks out the odor of blood from a wound, and it uses that wound as a place to lay her eggs. The size of the wound can be as small as a needle injection site or a tick bite, and it still attracts the fly. As eggs hatch into larvae, or called maggots, the maggots burrow into living tissue to mature, and then they drop out of the wound onto the environment, which can be soil or on the ground, to finish pupation and then complete the life cycle as they emerge as an adult fly. Female flies can lay anywhere between 200 to 300 eggs around open wound, and when their larvae burrow into the tissue, they cause significant damage to the tissue, pain, and discomfort for the animal. In addition, one animal can experience multiple egg-laying events, causing severe health complications and potentially death if that animal is left untreated. In Mexico, their animal health authorities note that dogs have the second highest case count for affected species, with cattle being number one and swine being number three for total case counts. Dogs and other companion animals can pose a risk for further spread of New World screwworm due to the potential travel and movement with their owners or if the animals are outside on their own. Infestation of a pet really isn't top of our mind, but it should always be considered if you are traveling into a region or country where New World screwworm is active. And it's equally important to observe a pet's health every day, as we do for our pigs. To remind, clinical signs for an animal affected include non-healing wounds or a foul-smelling wound, licking or biting at wounds, shaking and scratching their heads, depressed behavior, inappetence, and even larvae seen in the wound. Why should we be concerned? Our pets often travel with us on vacations and even to shows and expositions. Pets can be at risk when they travel to other countries, especially if they're spending time outdoors. And they can further spread New World screwworm because of their ability to travel. What can you do? Be aware of the current status of New World screwworm in the U.S. and abroad. Know that your pets can be at risk. Consider leaving them home, but perform daily observation of all your animals to ensure they're free of disease. New World screwworm has been found in the U.S. in cattle, a goat, and a dog, and we know that can also affect people. So it's important for you to be aware and inform your farm staff if you're traveling internationally or somewhere where screwworm is active. It's really important to observe your animals and let your state vet and your herd vet know if you suspect a case. You can learn more about this pest at swinehealth.org and visit USDA site screwworm.gov.